In 1902, the U.S. government began entering into negotiations with Colombia to take over the previous French-led effort at building that canal shortcut across the narrow isthmus of Panama, which at the time was still a part of Colombia. But after a year of negotiations, the Americans and Colombians couldn't come to an agreement on the terms of a deal. And after the Americans grew impatient, they decided to throw their military support behind the increasingly strong Panamanian independence movement instead. The U.S. essentially encouraged revolutionaries in Panama with promises of support to revolt against their Colombian overlords near the end of 1903. And then, they deployed the U.S. Navy on both the Atlantic and Pacific sides of the territory to prevent the Colombians from launching an amphibious assault to reassert their authority. With a virtually impassable, dense jungle of the Darien Gap separating Panama from Colombia by land, the large U.S. naval presence effectively made it impossible for the Colombians to re-enter Panama and to enforce their rule of law over the territory.